The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
What an honor to be back with the 45th president of these United States. He has always been very, very good to this audience, and we're grateful for his time again to kick off a new week. President Trump, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Chris.
I have 1,000 questions to ask you, but the first I have to ask is something that a woman in my church asked me. She stopped recently and she said, Chris, I don't understand it. I don't understand how they're doing this to President Trump. How can they make him miss his son Barron's graduation? And that's where I wanted to start, because my son's a senior. He graduates next month too. And I really can't imagine how personal this must be for you. Talk to me about it,
well,
please.
Well, I can hardly imagine it either, Chris. It's terrible. These are bad people. These are evil, bad people. They're corrupt. There should be no trial. There's no case. They have absolutely no case. In fact, many of the pundits, almost everyone that I see, wrote that there's no case. And we have a judge who's totally conflicted. And it's a disgrace that he's not even thinkable, a thing like that. It's not, who would even think that a thing like that would happen? But it did happen. I was very surprised, actually. And you can imagine my son, who is a good student, a very good student, worked hard, did well, and he won't have his father at his graduation over a fake trial that was started by Biden and the Democrats in order to try and win an election, because it's all election interference. And it's too bad.
Sir, this is, you know, for me as an American, since your home was raided, I've been livid, and that alone was enough.
Mm-hmm.
This is even more personal. And I know you probably aren't inclined to speak of your son or your wife, but on a personal level, do they understand this? Are they upset? Can you speak to their reaction to this? Do you talk much about it?
Well, Barron just found out about it, and, you know, he's not really sure what it means. You know, he's a young boy, and his focus has been doing well in school. But on a personal level, it's horrible what they can do to a family. They're just evil people. They're bad people. And you want to bring the country together, and I have brought the country together. When we were, you know, we had the greatest economy in history, the country was really coming together. But what's happened with these people, and they're doing this to win an election. This is all because they have the most incompetent president ever. They have a guy who can't put two sentences together. He's a bad president. He's the worst president in the country's history. You look at our borders, and you know this better than anybody. You can say it just as well as I do, and you do say it pretty much. But he's the worst president we've ever had. He makes Jimmy Carter look like a genius. And, you know, Jimmy Carter's the only happy one, because his presidency looks brilliant by comparison, Chris. So it's too bad. And I'm not able to go to the Supreme Court. You know, it's my Supreme Court case on immunity, and I'm not able to go to that either. And that's taking place, as you know, this week.
Yes.
And we're not able to go to that. That's a pretty big deal also.
You know, I have to wonder, when you saw, I'm sure you did, I mean, you've been busy, but when you hear that articles of impeachment against Alejandro Mayorkas have been brought up and taken to the Senate, and then Chuck Schumer says, I'm not even entertaining it, I'm just ignoring it. Your reaction to that?
Well, I think he's a Democrat, and he doesn't want that to go forward. Most people said, well, he's taken his orders from Biden, so, you know, why bother with him? Go right for Biden. But look, you know, it can't go anywhere. Mine couldn't go anywhere either. You know, I had great support from Republican senators, and they had support from Democrat senators. So it's a lot of time and effort.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Could Mitch McConnell have said, just out of curiosity, sir, could Mitch McConnell have said, we're not going to take this up, we ignore it, do you think?
Well, he would have been able to, but don't forget he had a Romney. You know, we have a couple of people that they don't have. He had Susan Collins and Romney and some of these people that are not very good, and others, Murkowski. And some of these people are terrible. So, you know, but he could have done it. He could have certainly forced it if he wanted to. I got him elected. You know, I got Mitch McConnell elected when I endorsed him because he was going to lose that election. And it's one of those things. Look, he endorsed me recently. I guess you probably heard.
Yes.
And which was a, you know, a surprise, or you might say it was a shock.
Are you glad to hear he's done?
He could have done that. In fact, when I heard about this, I said, why didn't McConnell do that for me instead of sitting there for a month going through a stupid trial?
Yes.
And which I won unanimously, by the way, but unanimously with the Republicans. But that should have been done for me.
I suppose it's hard to find a silver lining in this lawfare that's going on against you. But the one thing that has been really inspiring, and I know you felt it, when you've hit the streets of Harlem, when you've hit the streets of Atlanta, the people, and by the way, the diverse panoply of people that are cheering your name and giving you hugs, I hope that does something for you in the midst of all this mess.
Well, it does. You're so nice, by the way, and I appreciate it. Maybe that's why I'm doing your call, because you've been a friend from day one,
Thank you.
I really do appreciate it, Chris. You know, it also shows in the polls. I mean, I have the highest polls I've had, I think, just about. We're beating them by a lot. I just saw one on the networks. I hate to even mention their names because they're all fake. They're all fake news. They don't show the border problems. They don't show any of the stuff that you should be showing. I mean, or they give very small examples of it. They don't show what's happening to our country. They're trying to protect this pathetic president, and I don't think they're doing a very good job, but they certainly, I mean, if the kind of facts that you talk about and that others talk about, but if those facts would come out, it would be, I mean, he would be getting no votes, knowing that they have a constituency of, you know, into the 30s before you even start with, you know, various groups, as you fully understand. But you know, it's so sad when you look at the fake news, when you look at the media, it's so steered toward the Democrats. And you don't know why. I mean, why would they want open borders? Why would they want jailed people, you know, criminals from other countries all over the world coming into our country? Why would they do that? Who would want that? But they seem to want it. And, you know, you actually say, why would the fake news want it? Why would, you know, big news organizations like to see open borders where people from all over the world, from mental institutions and from jails, are coming into our country? Anyway, we'll shut it down right away. And we'll get back to the great economy. We'll get rid of inflation. We'll increase the energy production and lower the prices at levels that you wouldn't even believe could happen. It'll happen very fast. And we'll get rid of inflation and we'll start the economy back again the way it should be.
Sir, I know Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, visited Mar-a-Lago not too terribly long ago. You also know the $95 billion aid package passed over the weekend, the waving of Ukrainian flags by Democrats. A lot of your voters, Mr. President, are fairly upset with Mike Johnson. Some in the caucus have suggested vacating the speakership. What are we to read about Mike Johnson and this aid package? Are you disappointed it passed without border security? What should we make of it?
Well, remember, the speakership we're talking about has one, you know, we're a majority by one vote. And you can't really get too tough when you look, we all want to be tough guys and all. And I have a lot of friends, and frankly, I have friends on both sides. You know, if you look at the vote, a lot of people, a lot of Republicans, a lot of good Republicans voted for it. But, you know, Mike is in there and he's trying, and some people were disappointed, and a lot of people were very disappointed that nothing happened with the border. The border, you know, I'll straighten out the border. I don't need anything from Congress. I straighten out the border. I built 571 miles of wall. We're ready to install, and that's much more than I said I'd be able to. And I had to take the military because of, you know, a couple of people in Congress that made it difficult, like Paul Ryan was one of them, was so bad. But I had to take the money from the military. I said, it's an invasion of our country. Anyway, I had the strongest border in the history of our country. Now we have the worst border anywhere in the world, and we have to get that taken care of. But I don't think Biden's ever going to agree. This guy wants open borders. He wants people coming in from other countries, from prisons and jails, from mental institutions and insane asylums, and terrorists and lots of others are coming in. And they're coming over from all over the world. So that was not taken care of. And, you know, that's something that has to be taken care of. But I think that the Democrats aren't going to do that, and we're going to have to elect a president to do that.
Sir, can you help us understand Ukraine? This is something that we all kind of puzzle over, at least we conservatives. We don't feel like there's an end game in mind. There's no real definition of what victory looks like, and we just keep cutting checks to Ukraine. Yeah. Is it worth our money and time? Can you help us understand
it,
if so?
It's nobody can understand it. What I can tell you is that it would have never happened if I was president. When I watched that whole scene at the beginning, right at the beginning, and I watched Biden's words to Putin, those words were essentially, if you know anything about psychology or anything else, those words were leading him to go in. He would have never gone in. He was never going to go in. Also, he wouldn't have gone in because oil prices under me were, you know, a fraction of what they are at the time they went in. And now it's, you see them going up again now. And the higher they go, the less likely it is that you can make, because Putin makes his money from oil. And those numbers are getting to be staggering again. You know, energy prices are going way up. And yet he's cutting back in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. He's cutting back oil production, cutting it way back. You're losing a lot of jobs. You're losing a lot of income in your state. You know, your state's a big energy producer, and Biden is making it very hard. But the bottom line is, and it's so sad to talk about, because all those people that have died, numbers that you wouldn't even believe, numbers much higher. And then you talk about the military numbers, too, on both sides. Those people would all be living now, and those cities would not be knocked down with the beautiful golden domes and, you know, thousand-year-old buildings that were so beautiful. They're all mostly flattened except Kiev, and that's the only one that's, you know, I mean, this country is a disaster. Now, with all of that being said, you have a big constituency that you just can't leave, you know, you just can't let that whole thing happen. It would be a slaughter. And we'll have to see what happens. But there is a constituency, as you know, Chris, there's a constituency both ways, including from some very conservative people. But, you know, when you think back to it, it would have never happened. I used to talk about Ukraine with Putin, and it was the apple of his eye. But he knew he wasn't going to be doing anything. He would have never done it. And even Democrats admit that. And then you could go back to Israel, too. And you take a look at October 7th, that would have never happened either. Zero chance. Iran was broke. In the Trump administration, they were broke. Nobody was allowed to buy oil. And now Iran is a very rich country. They have $200 billion. And they made it all in the last 3 years. He took the sanctions off, Biden. And they're a rich country now, and they're looking to get a nuclear weapon. There's so many things that have been done so wrong. It's just so wrong. But the saddest part about Ukraine is that it would have never happened.
Iran, China, Russia, our southern border, those are four. What do you find the biggest threat? What keeps you up at night as you think about the greatest threat to the country?
Well, I think everything's a threat. I think nuclear weapons are a threat. You know, the weaponry is different than, you know, you go to World War One and World War Two, and, you know, it didn't advance that much. You had army tanks all over the place, and you had airplanes. It just wasn't the same thing. And then you look at the power of weaponry now. It's so unbelievable. And we have a man that can't speak. He can't walk. He can't anything. It's like unbelievable that he's even going to get the nomination. And I guess he's got the nomination. And he's probably going to be running unless something happens. But this is the man that's in charge of perhaps what could turn out to be World War III. You know, we have 6 months, a little bit more than 6 months to go, and a lot of terrible things can happen in 6 months. That's a long time. I consider it an eternity when you have a guy like him as president, because he has no idea what the hell he's doing. Everything he's done has turned bad. No, there's not a thing that he's done. How about the electric car, all electric vehicles, and they don't work? I mean, they're fine if you want to get an electric vehicle for short trips, or you want to go to the candy store or something and pick something up, but you know, they don't go far. They're very expensive. And people, basically, we have 5% that have them, and that's the people that want them. And some of those people won't have them for long, frankly. But he wants to go to almost all electric vehicles within a very short period of time. What are they doing? Even things like a washing machine and a dishwasher, they want to have almost no water used. Sinks, they want no water coming. They put these massive restrictions and restrictors on sinks and showers where water doesn't come out. You like to take a nice shower. You have a nice head of hair, Chris, and you like to take a nice shower.
Yeah, sure.
And there's a problem. The water doesn't come out. So what do? You stand there for 10 minutes longer, you know. The whole thing is crazy what they're doing. It's really it's an affront on life and quality of life, what they're doing. And it's hard to believe. They're attacking religion at levels never seen before. The attack on religion is incredible, especially if you look at Catholics. What's going with Catholics?
Yes.
How can a Catholic ever vote for Biden or a Democrat? What they're doing to Catholics, it's persecution. And Israel, likewise, is now totally in trouble with this guy. This guy he's not backing Jewish people. And all of these things, it's just one after another. But when you look at the people pouring into our country, I don't know, that may be in a certain way, that may be the biggest threat of all. We have 15 million people coming into our country, many of them from jails and many of them from mental institutions and many terrorists. And I think that's a thing that we're going to have the largest deportation in history and all of that. But this is just just something that is inconceivable. You know, it's less important than what we're talking about, but who would want men playing in women's sports?
I was about to get to that. Biden's Title IX, he has removed biological sex in favor of gender identity, sir. What do we take from that?
Well, he did it the other night. This means that men will be able to freely use women's bathrooms, that they're able to go and use women's showers, the whole thing. Where does it come from? You know, I like to understand when I'm in negotiation. You always want to understand the opponent's side. But who would want open borders? Who would want men participating in women's sports? You see the records that are being broken by numbers that nobody ever thought that no woman could ever do. And in swimming and weightlifting and in sports generally, it's just an amazing thing. Who would want this stuff? Unless you hate the country, perhaps. I mean, that's the only reason I can think of.
I got to ask you quickly, you are coming to Wildwood, New Jersey again.
Yes.
You, as a sitting Republican president, no one had done that in decades and decades until you did. You came there for Jeff Van Drew. You're coming back in a couple of weeks. Why have you decided to do that?
Well, first of all, Jeff Van Drew is a fantastic person. And as you know, we're fighting very hard for Pennsylvania. And I think we won it twice. I think we did much better the second time. Than the first. You remember that evening, that beautiful evening, we were 73% of the vote and we were hundreds of thousands of votes above. And then all of a sudden, like a miracle, it disappeared. What a sad thing. But we're going to do great in Pennsylvania and we're going to try very hard. We're going to put Jeff is in charge of New Jersey. We're going to try very hard for New Jersey. We think we can win New Jersey too. Jeff is doing great. But we did. We went to Wildwood and it was during the winter.
Yes.
And we had over 100,000 people show up. It was the craziest thing. I even said, because I know Wildwood and I know that whole South Jersey thing, which is great. But I know it very well. I said, listen, we're in, you know, winter. Nobody's there in the winter. Not a lot of people are there. And we had, I think the number was like 125,000 people showed up. So now we're going to do it in prime time, and I hope you're going to be there, and I get to say hello to you, Chris.
I can't wait, and I'll close with that question. I know your daughter-in-law is now co-chairing the RNC. As you look at Pennsylvania and you strategize, sir, and we talk about 2 months of voting before Election Day, do you and your team have a different strategy about that ballot collection early, sir?
Well, no strategy. We want a couple of things. Vote early if you like. Vote when you want. We got to make sure the votes are honest because, you know, I say secure the vote is more important than all of it put together. But we have to secure the vote. We can't have ballot drops, fake ballots. I'm not talking about ballots that are legit. I'm talking about fake ballots. They come up with ballots. These are people that cheat. I guess it's fashionable to talk about it because over 80% of the people agree with that. But these are people that cheat. They have no shame. They have no anything. And so I like voting early. But The main thing is you want to vote. But the big thing that we have, and we have some incredible people that we brought in, is to secure the vote, to make sure that when people vote, it counts, and to make sure that ballots aren't dropped on us. And if we do that, we're going to win a lot. We're going to win. I mean, we're going to win the whole thing. If we had an honest vote, we will win without question. So the biggest thing we're doing is we're watching to secure the vote. I don't believe we need the votes. I believe we need to secure the votes so they don't cheat and steal an election.
And I will ask you about the uncle cannibals thing. Before I let you go, Biden talking about his uncle being eaten by cannibals. Your reaction?
Well, he's just a guy. He says he's a 6 handicap in golf, too. And I watched his swing, and he couldn't break 200. I don't believe he could break 200. Okay, I really mean that, too. He can't hit a ball at all, and he says he's a 6 handicap. 6 handicap's a pretty good golfer, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the same thing. Everything's a lie with this guy.
Yes.
And they don't condemn him. The press lets him get away with it. They say, oh, isn't that cute? Isn't that cute? It's really not cute. And that didn't happen. It turned out even the military, I was surprised they came out and they said it didn't happen. But everything about him is a lie. The
Such
whole thing is
a strange thing to say, isn't it? Such a strange thing to make up.
Strange. Well, he's a strange guy. He's demented in many ways. I think I actually say he's demented. And, you know, it's a hell of a thing to say about a president, but I really believe it. And I think we should take, you know, aptitude tests or tests of some kind, because I really believe that. I think this nation, then they'll say it's not constitutional and all. You know, I've taken two of them and I aced them both. But you couldn't even have this conversation with him. If you had this conversation with him, he would have been off the phone 15 minutes ago, like about 5 seconds before it started, because frankly, he couldn't answer your questions. You know that.
Sir, I mean this from the bottom of my heart and on behalf of millions of Americans. We're praying for you and your family through this ugliness. And I wish you and the First Lady and Barron and your entire family the very best through this. I pray on the other side of this is victory for you and this madness can end. I know you're feeling the same way.
We need it. Well, we need it for the country. We don't need it for me. We need it for the country. We're not going to have a country left. This country is... You know, I say a nation in decline. The words are serious decline. We've never been in a position like this. The whole world is laughing at us. So we're not going to have a country left, and we have to win this election. And I look forward to seeing you in Wildwood, and I'm sure we will. I really do. I hope you can come.
Mr. President, you're welcome back here anytime, sir. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for everything. So long. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today. Send them to our website, townhallreview.com. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for joining us.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.